Can you give us your verdict on the match?
I mean, I saw some of the stats just at the end of the match, and he won 25 more points than me, 26 more points, and I had 25 or 26 more unforced errors. You know, I think, I didn't hit my forearm particularly well at the beginning of the match. Started to hit it better in the third set. But yeah, that was it.
Do you feel the level of tennis in the second and third sets was pretty high, judging by your standards against
him? Yeah, I think so. I mean, the end of the second set, obviously the game I lost from 40 love up was a tough one. I could have nicked that set. I was starting to have quite a lot of opportunities at the end of the second. I had a few chances there when I got the break back, I think. So that was a tough game to lose. And then obviously in the third, I felt like towards the end of the set, after I got the break back again, that I was creating a few chances. And then obviously, in the tie break, I missed 2 second serves by, a little bit. He had an ace on the tee, which was in by a little bit, and that was it.
Can you just give us some insight on what the problems were in the first set? You just couldn't get going?
A lot's been going on. I started the last couple of matches quite slowly. I think understandable in some respects. Obviously, it's not good to begin matches like that against someone like Novak, but I'm proud of the way that I fought and managed to get myself back into the match and create chances for myself. But yeah, obviously didn't start particularly well.
How was it like, Andy? A good fortnight in terms of disappointment at the end?
I'm proud that I got into this position. Just quite looking forward to getting home now.
Andy, you paid tribute to sort of Kim at the end. How difficult has the past fortnight been with her back home and everything that's happened here?
It's been hard, yeah. I mean, I spoke about it. Regardless of today's result, it's been hard. Had I lost in the third or fourth round, it still would have been difficult with everything that happened. But she's been, yeah, amazing, handled everything unbelievably well. And, I have to thank her for allowing me to play and sort of stay here with everything that was going on. But it was tough.
Andy, not that we're trying to get rid of you, but what time is your plane?
I think the earliest one, I think, was at like 1 o'clock, but I was booked on, I've been held on flights for, feels like 5 days. I've been held on like almost every single flight, so the first one out of here, I'm leaving. It's at 1 o'clock, I think.
Andy, do you think you're getting close to the level of Djokovic? You were able to hold your own in the rallies today, so...
I don't know how far off I was tonight. The first set was not... I wasn't there, but... the second and third sets, I do think were very close, and I do think I could have played a bit better. Like I said, I didn't think I hit my forehand as well as I could have done. And when I did in the third set, that helped me out a lot. I was able to get myself into the net more. I was able to play more offensive tennis then. And yeah, I mean, in most of the matches we played in slams, I think, have been competitive. Whether, that looks the same from the outside or not, I don't know. But, for a three-set match, 2 hours and whatever it was, 2 hours and 50 minutes, it was a tough few sets.
Last question, please.
Can you say how close you came to packing your bags after Nigel's thing on Saturday?
It was a difficult one. It was close. I've never been in that position before, so it's the closest I've been to sort of leaving a Grand Slam, but I don't really know how close that is, but it was a tough couple of days, and thankfully he's fine now, and yeah, I just want to get home.